is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Under mounting pressure to take action against the spread of the coronavirus, U.S. President Donald Trump has suspended travel from Europe to the United States, except for the United Kingdom, for 30 days starting on Friday. Ryan Brooks reports for Reuters.
Tonight, I want to speak with you about...
The White House had to roll back key details in a speech made by U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday, where he announced a travel ban on Europe to the U.S. in response to the coronavirus. In a rare Oval Office speech, Trump said all travel would be banned and all trade and cargo. After triggering confusion, the president was forced to clarify his statement in a tweet moments later that, quote, trade will in no way be affected and that the restriction stops people, not goods. It's also not a complete travel ban. The sweeping measures do restrict the movement of people from 26 European countries, but does not apply to U.S. permanent residents. In his speech, Trump also pulled no punches in pointing the finger at Europe, saying they were partly to blame for the spread of the virus in the U.S.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. Major sporting events are now affected, too. Here's Denny Kapp from Reuters.
The NBA has suspended its season until further notice after calling off Wednesday night's Thunder-Jazz game just before tip-off. A person with knowledge of the situation has told the Associated Press that Jazz All-Star center Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. The NBA says the test result was reported shortly before the start of the game, and players were told to return to their locker rooms. About 30 minutes later, fans were told the game had been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. I'm Denny Kapp.
American actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have announced testing positive for the virus while filming a movie in Australia. The virus has infected more than 126,000 people and killed more than 4,600. This is VOA News. Stock markets continue to be rattled Thursday by the coronavirus outbreak and its economic fallout. Japan's Nikkei Index closed down 4.4%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index finished down 3.7%, and Shanghai's Shanghai Composite Index lost 1.5%. European markets were hit hard in their early trading, with those in Britain, France, and Germany down 6%. U.S. futures point to another harsh day of trading Thursday after Wednesday brought declines of more than 5%. Less demand for travel because of the virus is also helping drive down world oil prices. Airline stocks and cruise ship lines have been also taking a hit. Despite some disappointing primary results of late, U.S. Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he's not going anywhere yet. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Vermont senator says he's still in the race. At a news conference in Burlington, Vermont, Bernie Sanders acknowledged his deficit in the Democratic race.
Last night, obviously, was not a good night for our campaign.
But he says he's pressing ahead and is looking forward to debating Joe Biden this weekend. He struck a defiant tone, claiming to be winning the ideological debate and noting that he's getting a higher percentage of younger voters.
The younger generations of this country continue in very strong numbers to support our campaign.
Sanders has indeed been widely favored over Biden by voters under 30, but he hasn't delivered on a strategy of getting them to the polls in greater numbers. I'm Jennifer King.
Two Americans and a coalition service member are dead and a dozen more wounded after a barrage of rockets slammed into a military base north of Baghdad. According to U.S. and Iraqi officials, the attack was carried out by militants operating a modified truck to launch rockets at Camp Taji. A U.S. official told VOA the truck managed to fire about 30 rockets, 18 of which hit the base. U.S. Central Command spokesman Captain Bill Urban confirmed to VOA that two U.S. service members, along with another member of the U.S. coalition, were killed. Media reports said the third service member was from Britain. The Taliban Wednesday rejected an Afghan government order that allows for the conditional release of thousands of insurgent prisoners, calling Kabul's move a violation of the accord the Taliban recently signed with the United States. The insurgent group is also bound to free from its custody 1,000 detainees, mostly Afghan security forces, according to the deal. Hours earlier, Afghanistan's president ordered a phased release of imprisoned Taliban fighters starting Saturday. The decree called for freeing a batch of 1,500 Taliban prisoners, 100 a day, after receiving written guarantees from each that they will not return to the battlefield. Laurel Bowman, VOA News.